Okay. Hi, everybody. How everybody doing? Oh, hang on a second here. All right.
You cut out there for a second, but I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds good now.
Okay, great. Okay. Hi, everybody. Can I just hear a hello from everybody to know if you guys are able to hear me, if you're able to see my presentation? Hello, hello. Oh, awesome. So I'd like to know, where are you guys all from? First of all, thank you so much for all being here and gathering with us. I love knowing where you guys are all from. Okay, New York City. Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually going to New York City, if all is well, next week. Finally, my very first international trip in a year and a half. It's been an insane year. Tampa. I love Tampa, Steve. We went to Tampa a little while ago, and then we went to St. Pete's, which was a huge surprise. I did not expect to see such beautiful, beautiful beaches in Florida. My parents live in West Palm Beach, and it's very different than your side of Florida. Colorado. Sweet Louise. Where in Colorado? I actually lived in Summit County. I lived in many places of Summit County years ago. I always said it's one of the most beautiful places I'd ever lived in. And Riff, Illinois. Beautiful. Oh, you guys are now in the summertime, right? So it's nice and fresh, I guess you could say, right? And Salvador and Mai, you guys are from California. Very cool. I lived in San Diego for a while. I love Southern California. Absolutely, absolutely love it. Atlanta. Yes, North Carolina. My brother got married in North Carolina. Awesome. I'm so happy to see you guys. It's interesting. There's not that many international people today. It's mainly from the US. Are there any people internationally here? I'd love to see where people trade and where people are from. Is there anyone here that is other than on the US, in the US? Canada, Uganda, no kidding. All right, I love to see that. So what do you guys like to trade? Because today I'm going to be talking a lot about trading, and pretty much it's going to be for everyone, but it's interesting to see the different kinds of instruments, markets that people are enjoying and that are trading, the ES and the NQ. Awesome. Yes. So I guess you're doing the futures, you're not doing micros. Oh, okay. NQ futures. Good. Anybody else trading anything other than that? Wow, you're trading a lot of futures. Forex. Good. How's that going for you? Forex. And are you doing well with trading all those futures instruments all at once, or you do them separately, MZ? Okay, cool. 6E. I don't know what 6E, Steve, is, but so you're also doing the futures, I see here. Is any the euro? Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Nice. All right, great. Well, I personally trade the ES minis. That is my chosen instrument, I guess you could say. It's my beloved instrument. I find it to be the one that works the smoothest. And it's funny, you know, everybody has their own ways of calling different instruments and what they do, but I find it to be the most tamed one of all, right? It flows. It's the most wisest, right? Like, it's the sagest of them all. At least that's how I feel. It's been around for so long. It's one of the most traded instruments out there. So that's what I love to trade. But again, I really enjoy just watching the markets and everything else. So today I am going to be actually talking about scalping a little bit, and I scalp the futures. And the reason why I want to talk about scalping, even though I'm going to show you how my strategy is, I don't know if any of you guys here are scalpers. Are there any scalpers in the room? Do you guys know what scalping is? Because funny enough, I actually didn't realize I was quote unquote a scalper until I was talking to different people about my strategy. And they're like, oh, so you're a scalper. And that sounds kind of gruesome if you think about it, right? I mean, what do people used to do? Scalp? Not in the most nicest way. But now that I understand what scalping is, it's been the best, right? Like, it's just, for me, it has eliminated so much stress and just so much anxiety because of being a scalper. So if any of you guys here aren't fully aware of what is scalping, basically it is going for much quicker, smaller profits, right? Usually before, I have to admit, before the pandemic, my trades used to last between 3 to 10 minutes. Today, and since the pandemic, since the whole drop March 2020, the market has just been so volatile and so much full of volume that most of the trades are now between 30 seconds to like a minute and a half. They've just been unbelievable. I love them. So fluid, so quick, and just really fun, basically, right? So that's what I want to talk a little bit about it and just show you my scalp, my strategy. strategy, which can definitely be used for anything, but I personally use it for scalping. So if you guys don't know me, I am Marina, the trader chick, and that's me. And that's one of my favorite little people. And like I said earlier, I have a confession. I am a scalper. And interestingly enough, the reason why I even stumbled upon scalping was because of a huge loss. I think the majority of our big aha moments in life usually come from, unfortunately, like big lessons, right? And in day trading and trading in general, the big lessons really come when they hit you hard with big losses, right? And I literally ended up losing almost $4,000 in 5 minutes. And the reason that happened was basically at this point, I have been already trading or trying to trade, I should say, and spending hundreds and thousands of dollars on educations, academies, chat rooms, you name it, right? On just like a million different things that I was doing. And basically, I was not able to fully grasp it. And I was sitting in a chat room, which at this point I was been doing for quite some time, but I never had a full strategy. I've been following other people's strategies. And every time I'm sitting in this chat room, they're like, okay, I'm in a trade. Oh my God, awesome trade, blah, blah, blah. And I never actually understood what the trades were and like why I followed other people's strategies rather than kind of owning that strategy for myself, right? One thing I definitely learned is that you don't want to be following other people regardless. So what the people were saying that there was this trade. So what I ended up doing, by the time I figured out where the trade could have been, it was already long past. So I started chasing that trade, got into the trade. Of course, it went the wrong way, but I would not permit myself to admit it. My ego would totally get to it, right? And I ended up losing massive amounts of money. And this was not my first time. I've been trying to do this for ages, right? And at this point, I've already blown my account several times. And it was ridiculous, right? This was over actually 7 years ago already, now that I think of it. It's much longer than that. And the thing is, did I end up stopping after that? No, because what I ended up doing was revenge trading for another 2 days, adding an extra $2,000 almost to my losses. Again, because I was not permitting myself to admit this, right? And the other problem was that I was following, first of all, I was taking trades that I wasn't fully understanding. And because everybody in the trade room was going for these big targets, I was sitting through a lot of big risks. And when you have big risks, uneducated trade setups that you're trying to do and ego all working for you all at once, guess what? That pretty much is a recipe for massive disaster and massive loss. So after I lost all this money, I was completely defeated. I remember laying on the ground in my bedroom, totally flat face on the floor, my husband standing over me saying, why are you doing this to yourself? So basically what I ended up happening, I literally have a complete and total breakdown. And when you have breakdowns, there's usually two things that go on in life, right? And this does not actually pertain to trading. This is overall. What happens is, one, you either quit and get out and stop whatever it is you're doing, or you have a breakthrough. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen this movie, Nacho Libre. I so highly recommend it. It's just a really fun movie to watch, period. Anyways, so there's this one point in Nacho. So just a quick synopsis is that Nacho wants to be a luchador. Luchadores are, there's this Lucha Libre, which is these Mexican wrestling. It's a huge thing in Mexico. And he desperately wants to be a luchador, a wrestler. And he's been trying and he's been failing. And I felt so connected to him because there's this one part of the movie where he is standing in church, lighting a candle and saying, God, why did you give me such a passion to do this and made me so lousy at it? And I had felt like that so many times doing this. I was like, why do I have this burning desire and yet I cannot do it? And obviously the movie ends that he beats, you know, the most strongest luchador there is, blah, 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 of course. But it felt just like that, like in that moment. And I think a lot of people have that moment, right? So what I ended up doing was I did have a breakthrough, but that breakthrough came after I actually quit. I quit for several months. I had to get away. I was too emotionally unstable. And that's what happens when we get losses. We don't actually act rationally. We just act more irrationally than anything else. But I walked away. I totally walked away. And no matter what, like I thought I was going to walk away forever. But the reality is, guys, and I know that majority of you all are in the same boat, is there's something deep down inside of us that tells us that we know that we can do this. We can do this, right? We can trade. We know what it is. So one thing I recognized when I finally came back to the charts was that I actually didn't understand the basics. I didn't fully understand. And whenever I was sitting in these chat rooms or even like paying these exuberant prices for academies and retreats and you name it, oh my goodness, I've done them all, was that whenever I would ask basic questions like, oh, what is a divergence? What is a support and resistance area? Can you please explain to me more of what the chop looks like? These are basics that if you don't understand those, you can't really move forward. And everybody used to treat me like I was born with this information. So I never fully understood it. So when I came back to the charts, I went back to bare naked charts and just started to read them and watch the chart. And that's when I recognized that I was missing the basics. And I ended up studying them for years. And literally what I was doing, I was becoming fluent in the language of the market. And interestingly enough, the charts, they actually have their own language. They speak to us. And when we start to listen, we fully are able to understand what they are saying. And you do not need any fancy softwares. You do not need any fancy platforms. You do not need algorithms or anything or or anything. It's right there. If you guys have a strong charting platform, and we all need a charting platform, right? You cannot be a Formula One driver if you're driving a minivan, right? You need to have the proper equipment for what you are doing, but you do not need to spend on all these bells and whistles because they're pointless, right? It's like these people who are driving around and have like these $500 tire rims. It doesn't make the car any better. Yeah, it might look a little bit better in their eyes, but as far as running, it doesn't do anything different. So the basic language, the language of the market, you could see it on every single charting platform. Okay. And I literally became fluent in that. And as I was doing that, one thing that I did start to notice is when I was going for the bigger targets, I always had to put up a bigger risk. I was so stressed out. I wasn't able to sit through the big targets. Yeah, they look good on paper, but the reality is that you still have to put up a bigger risk, right? So what I started to do instead of going for the big targets, I started to go for the smaller target, because at this point, it wasn't even about the target. It was about my own confidence and ability of seeing if I could trade. And when I started to hit those smaller targets, when I started to hit them over and over again, my confidence was coming up. Yes, they were small, but at this point, it wasn't about that. All I recognized is that I started to believe in myself. And that is when, and also the fact that most of them were between, at this point, 3 to 15 minutes. And let me tell you, the 15 minute ones were too long sometimes. I was starting to stress when I really got the hang of it. And that's when I started to realize, oh my God, this is the system that truly, truly makes a difference for me. So basically, it was smaller profits going for quicker targets, right? So I was in and out much faster. I didn't have to deal with that stress, that anxiety of sitting through and questioning myself and doubting myself, which we all do, right? Even in those 30 seconds to the 3 minutes that I'm doing now, I'm still going through it, but it's fast, right? And normally there's, you know, I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of this book, The Art of War. It says the soldier dies before they get to the battlefield. That's a little bit extreme. Die before we take the trade. What does that mean? And it didn't make any sense to me for many, many years. I was like, what does that even mean? You die before the battlefield. What it means is you are prepared. You have done the work before you entered that trade. So if you're sitting there stressing and wishing and praying, you did not do the work because you would be already in it. You know what? I've done this trade so many times. I know this trade works. And it doesn't matter if you're going for 15 points or if you're going for that 1 point, right? Obviously, is all about the strategy. But at this point, my strategy was to go in for that 1 point. And when I was in that trade, I knew that I already got to that trade because I already did all the work for it. And it was, and it was fast because you could still go through all the doubt in your head, but at least you're in and out. And that's when I started to talk about it. And somehow this was like 7 years ago. This is right when Facebook started to have groups. I don't know if any of you guys are in the Facebook groups, but being a trader is quite lonely. And I ended up in this group. It was called the ES Mini Futures. That's literally what it was called. And it was only like 20 men. Literally, it was 20 men. I was the only female. And it was a pivotal moment in my life because at this point, all these men, they were all E-mini futures. But what was interesting that they were all retired from the CME floor. They were all on the floor traders. And now they were doing their own trading because they were retired and and they were just having fun. These guys were moving hundreds of thousands of contracts, right? But they were all scalpers. And that's when I first heard about it. And they weren't scalping the one point, which I was going for. They were going for ticks, one or two ticks. And these guys were moving markets and they were, I mean, they were done within 15, 20 minutes in the day and they enjoyed the full day. Granted, they were going in with 100,000 contracts, you know, so if they were making $12.50 per tick, they were doing pretty good, right? So they were in and out, boom. And that's when, and they were so supportive. And that's when I realized that scalping is a really great thing. And since then, I never looked back. And it was funny because after 3 months, that group closed down. I guess they had their fill of Facebook groups and then they went on with their lives, right? But that was kind of like my confirmation from the universe saying, you are on the right track. So anyways, let's do a quick intro of who I am. None of you guys know who I am. I am Marina, the trader chick. I am an expat. I am living in Antigua, Guatemala. This is my family. I'm married to a Guatemalan. I actually speak three languages. And the only reason why I really bring that up is because I think that was the reason I recognized that the market is its own language. I was born in the Soviet Union and I speak Russian. Russian was my mother tongue, but we were refugees to the United States when I was six. So I learned English. It became my main language, right? And then I've been now living in Central America for almost 20 years. We lived in Costa Rica before, and now we are living in Guatemala. And I learned Spanish in my later years. I was in my late 20s when I learned Spanish. And when we all learn a new language, there is this process that you have to go through, right? It's all about, obviously, first and foremost, practice. Without practice, there's no process. So, but the practice had to include somebody that was patient and helpful. And, you know, because everything they were saying to me, I had to put in my head, translate, and then come up with the answer, translate that. It was this long and winded process until one day I just woke up and I just spoke Spanish. I just spoke Spanish. I'm not 100% fluent, but I do not need to do any more translation. There's definitely going to be words that I don't fully understand, but it just happened. And that's how kind of what happened with the markets. Like when I was reading them and studying them long enough, it clicked. And all of a sudden it spoke to me. And that made all the difference. And the craziest thing about it is that it could speak to all of us and it's not complicated. And I want to be able to show you guys how to do that today. So before I started day trading, I was actually a fitness instructor and a travel writer. And why do I say this? Is because a lot of people believe they need to be math whizzes or financial backgrounds. Not at all. On the contrary, I think sometimes that becomes a hindrance, right? So I was a fitness instructor and I still have my travel site. So we do travel a lot. Obviously with the pandemic, not so much. We were traveling a lot within the country, but day trading for me was crucial to go with my lifestyle. And we travel 3 to 4 months out of the year. So it's really important for me to be able to do it wherever I am at. All right. So let's get to it. What are the basics of day trading? Because if you guys don't know what the basics are, here's the reality, guys, you're not going to be able to trade. It's literally like getting into a car and deciding that you want to take it on an autobahn when you've never even turned it on or gone in reverse, right? Those are the basics of the car. We forget when we first sat down in the car, you know, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new language. All right. You got to reverse. You got to shift, go into first. You got to back it up. You know, my son just learned how to drive a car and all of those words were completely foreign to him, right? And as with time, it becomes automatic for us. So it's the same thing with trading. So before I get into all of this, I have the entire presentation that I'm going to be going through with you guys right here for free. You can download it, makingofadaytrader.com. And the cool thing is David is going to be sending you the presentation so you can go back and go over it all on your own time using this worksheet. I literally use these. I call this like my hack sheet, my cheat sheet when I sit down and trade. So go here, makingofadaytrader.com. Downloaded it totally free, makingofadaytrader.com. Get this, guys, and you can follow along with the presentation now. And when you get the replay, you can follow along, makingofadaytrader.com. All right. So as I said before, you cannot be a day trader without real platform. You cannot be a Formula One driver without a Formula One car. It just doesn't go that way. So I personally use only one chart because I travel. So I need it to all fit on my laptop. This is my chart. And the other thing that I did when I came back to my charts was I went down to 2 indicators. I only use 2 indicators now. I use EMA lines and the MACDs. I love the MACDs. They are the least lagging indicator, my EMAs and my MACDs. Okay, so market movement and the breakdown of a trend. Look, we all know that there are three trends. We all understand that, right? We know that there's an upward trend. We know that there's a downward trend. And logistically, rationally, standing back, we understand that there is a sideways trend. But unfortunately, this is where the most irrational emotional behavior takes place, right? Because this is literally the sideways trend, the channel, the chop, the indecision, transition, whatever you want to call it, the exhaustion pattern. This is where our head starts to go into emotional overload. And I call this place the trader's worst enemy. And I'm going to go over it a lot more so you guys really grasp the reason behind it. So just a really quick, go through of the trending markets, right? We have this downward trend, sideways trend, which is bouncing back and forth, and then transitions into an upward trend. What's an upward trend is basically pivot. Each pivot is higher than the other pivot, right? It's very obvious we're headed up. It's called the bull market, the market trending up, market going up. It's also when you're going along, right? It's when you're buying, you're entering to go up. What does that mean? It means you're entering at a smaller price level to get at a higher price level. It's pretty basic stuff, right? What is the downtrend? It's when each pivot is lower than the other pivots, right? You're headed down. You are shorting the market. You're selling. What does that mean? It means that you are entering at a higher price point, exiting at a lower price point. And if you're sitting here thinking, well, I'll never short the market, well, then you're not trading, right? Because all traders, they know that the majority of the money is probably made shorting or selling of the market, right? This is also called a bear market, market trending down, market going down, whatever you want to call it. It's all semantics, right? So now let's talk about the trader's worst enemy, the consolidation areas, the transitional areas. What is a consolidating market? It's a channel, right? It's when it bounces in between two pivots. There is no momentum here, right? It's flat. It's a flat area, right? So why is this the trader's worst enemy? Because day trading is all emotional. It is actually 85 to 90% a mental activity. Okay. Do you guys understand that? So it does not matter how much you know of your charts and your technical analysis, because your mind has to be strong. And what happens in our mind? What do humans do most of all? And unfortunately, we do it too well, is we tell ourselves negative stories. So what are stories? Let me give you guys a good example of a story. So imagine when you just met somebody that you're becoming friends with, right? And they invited you to a party or a get together and you're all excited because you really want to hang out with them. You really want to get to know them better. And they're like, okay, I'll call you tomorrow and give you all the details. So you're all excited. Tomorrow comes and goes and they don't call. And all of a sudden our mind goes into overworking in the negative story. Oh my God, what did I say? Did I say something wrong? Maybe they don't like me. Maybe they spoke to somebody else who's going to the party, who's closer to them, and they told them that they don't really like me. Like all this nonsense, right? All these stories. 3 days later, this person calls you up. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. My phone fell in the toilet. I lost everybody's contacts. I didn't have any way to reach you. So what happened to that story that you were telling yourself, besides the fact that you were totally hurting yourself and making yourself agonize? It wasn't true, right? The reality is it wasn't a true story. So what happens here? Because why do I bring that up? Because that's exactly what happens when we start to see a consolidating market. We start to tell ourselves nonsense stories. Here's what we do. There are two types of traders. The one type of trader is the trend is your friend kind of a trader. And when a trend is your friend trader looking at this kind of a chart, this is the story they tell themselves. You know what? The market's been going up all day. I'm going long. I'm going to buy. I'm going long. The market's going to break out. Or the other kind of trader is the contrarian trader who will also be looking at this, be like, you know what? The market's been going up all day. It's got to correct. I'm shorting it. That's it. It's correcting. Guess what? The reality is neither of those stories are true. Why? Because the market is going to do what the market is going to do, right? It's going to do what it's going to do. You cannot predict it. You cannot beat it. So what do in moments like that? Instead of giving your money to the market, you sit it out, because there are three incredibly important positions in the market. One is know when to get in, two, when to get out, and three, when to sit out. And number three is the most important one of them all, knowing when to sit out, right? Because knowing when to sit out is going to save you a ton of money. But unfortunately, when you're first beginning trading, being trigger happy is a thing, and coming up with nonsense stories is a thing, okay? So we need to understand that those are just stories. So when we're starting to see these consolidation areas, yes, yes, I understand if you get in on the very beginning and then recognize it's a consolidation, that's fine. That happens to the worst of us or the best of us. But it's when you continue to enter and enter and enter, because now it's an emotional trade, not a rational, valid decision-making trade, right? So we have to understand when they happen. And how do we recognize these areas? How do we know they are happening? How do we know when the consolidating markets are happening? Or the channel, the chop, the exhaustion pattern, and decision area, whatever you want to call it. What is it? It's area. Areas are the ones that tell us what is going on. And if the market respects areas, then we definitely better, because we are working for the market. And what are areas? They are support and resistance areas. So here's the deal, guys. Again, I'm going to go back to the Formula One analogy. Formula One drivers know 100% before they get into racing season that out of the whatever amount of people that are racing, 25% of them are either going to get into a pretty serious accident or a fatal one. It's a horrible statistic, but they know it. So what are they going to do when they hop in their car? Do you think they're just going to hop in and press on the gas? Never. They're going to get their helmet on. They're going to have a fireproof uniform on. They're going to have one, probably two or more seatbelts on to protect themselves, right? It's called hedging, right? So let's look at the probabilities of traders. And we all know the ugly stats that 95% fail. So why is it that out of all the traders that know that, they're still going in blindly without any idea and no protection? Areas protect them. Literally think of them as your safety gear. So what are areas? They are the ones showing us where this consolidation areas are happening, because 90% of our losses happen in these areas. So you want to protect yourself from them. So what are the areas? There is a resistance area and support. So what is a resistance area? What's a resistance area? It is literally the ceiling of the market. It's where the market is hitting over and over and over again, 3, 4 or more times. Now, I am a scalper, so I'm in the market only for about an hour, hour and a half max, because it is such a high performance activity that my brain just drains after about an hour. So my sessions are shorter, right? However, this is approximately my session length, right? It's about an hour, hour and 15 minutes here. So if I'm going to draw in a resistance, the market, like I said before, revisit areas and respect areas. So I'm going to have this prepared, even though this might be 20 or 30 minutes later. If it hits this area and bounces off it, I'm prepared. I am already protected. I am not going in for a long, because now I'm seeing that this is a resistance. Okay. So you need to know this. You have to draw them in. You cannot have mental ideas for where resistance or support is. What is a support area? It is the floor of the market. It's where the market is hitting over and over and again, going down. Now, when it hits that floor, it could either just take you through a channel for a little short while, or it could be strong enough and totally switch direction. You don't want to be guessing. You don't want to be predicting. You want to be seeing and understanding. So when you're seeing a support area being hit over and over and over again, what do? You stay out. You stay out. You respect, because the market is respecting, right? You stay out of these areas. So this is a resistance and support area. This is that channel. This is that chop. This is that ugly, grindy behavior. Even though it could be a little bit wider, does this look good to you? Does this look like an appealing place for you to enter a trade? No. Yet people do over and over again, because it's not about rationality anymore. It becomes emotional, right? And we want to understand that, and we want to protect ourselves. So this is like my red lights. If I see this, I'm not touching it. And it has like to do with, oh my goodness, you're so disciplined and patient. No, it's like me sitting at a red light. I'm not going to move because it's a red light. I know the consequence. I know I could either get hit by another car, hit a car, hit a pedestrian, or get pulled over, right? So how do we start to spot these areas before they actually get into these areas? And that is done with what I call the trader's map to shift in direction and trend, reversal areas and divergences. I love these areas. I live for these areas. I listen to them religiously. So what are reversal patterns? They are double top, triple top, head and shoulders, right? Double bottom, triple bottom, head and shoulders opposite, right? So we all heard of them. We all understand them, but the amount of traders that actually use them are really, really low. And whenever I talk to people and I teach this in my course, and this, my students are like, I cannot believe I've been missing this, because they are so powerful and they are free. You can see them on any chart, any instrument, anywhere, just listening to them. And when they're coupled with divergence, done, forget it. Like, that is just a huge, loud, screaming megaphone saying, sit out, wait until I tell you what I'm going to do next. What is divergence? So as I mentioned earlier, I only use two indicators. I use EMAs and MACDs. So the way I use divergence is with my price action. Right here, it's easy to see that the trend is going up. Yes, it's not a strong trend, but it's still showing a good incline. However, my MACD is already telling me that it's losing strength and it's actually going down. This is divergent. So when I see this, I'm already seeing out, because that is a huge probability of the potential of it either going into a complete flat zone or transitioning. It is not telling me, okay, you're going down the other way at all. No, it's telling me to sit out. Remember what I said, three positions, the hardest position of all is to sit out, okay? Is to be able to sit out. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever watched the show The Crown on Netflix. If you haven't, it's a really good, really, really well done show. Not for women. I think my father was the one that was telling me more about to watch it. Anyway, it's brilliant. And there's this one very interesting scene, and it really made me think about trading. So it's right when Elizabeth becomes Queen Elizabeth, and she's talking to the Queen Mother. And there's all these things she wants to do and take action because, you know, the world is wrong and she wants to fix it. And the Queen Mother says to her, the most hardest action that you are going to take is no action. And that is going to be the hardest thing for you to do, because a lot of times you're going to have to just sit out and be neutral. And that is probably the hardest thing for traders, especially aspiring newer traders, is to sit out and not take any action. So when you are seeing these loud signs, divergences, reversal patterns, you have to learn to sit out. So here's a double bottom with a massive divergence. I'm not even questioning it. I'm not even touching it, right? Because it is screaming to me, sit out. I'm going to tell you in a bit what I'm going to do, but you need to sit out. And that's our job as a trader, to listen to the market, okay? So I want to now put all of this together. So like I said before, everything that I went over and a lot more is in the worksheet, makingofadaytrader.com. Go and get it, guys. makingofadaytrader.com. All right. So before we continue, let me see if there's any questions or anything. Luis, you walked away for 5 years. Yeah, it really could do a number on you, right? And but when you come back, you know that you could do it. And that's the most important part. And also by the time you come back, whatever amount of times you walked away, you become more humble, right? And you start to respect the market a lot more. And that's something that I realized. Steve, let the market tell you to work, where to go, sit on your hands. It's excellent advice. However, in the beginning, a lot of people don't understand that it's not about just letting the market, just sitting on your hands. It's actually understanding that the market will tell you where to go. And that's the most important part of all. Okay, so I want to now talk about breakouts, because everything we just talked about, how do we apply this to actual trades, right? So we all know the breakout is one of the most powerful trades out there. However, if you don't have your areas drawn in, and if you want to pretend that they're mental areas, which never work, just like mental stops never work, you're going to miss out on a lot of really fantastic trades, right? So what is a breakout trade? I'm going to just give this to you guys in total layman's terms so you get it and understand how to apply everything that we just went through in a layman terms. So imagine your friend, you live right here, you live south, and your friend or sister, brother, whatever, somebody that you know and been to their house a million times lives north of you. So you hop in the car and they invite you to go to their house for a barbecue or a hangout, whatever, right? You hop in the car and you know the road so confidently, you get in and boom, you are headed there. But all of a sudden, there's this huge construction site, huge, in an area that you're not too familiar with because you're always on that highway. And the construction worker is telling you, all right, you got to go east, you got to go to the right. And so what happens to me during these construction detours, I get totally stressed out. One, Waze and Google Maps sometimes doesn't catch up to the detours, so it doesn't show you that route. Two, what if the detour signs after you're inside, they just forgot to continue them, which has happened to me many times, and you're feeling lost. What if you're in a bad area? What if you run out of gas? What if you get a flat? I mean, there's all these things running through your head, right? What if they never open the door or the road? So what is going on? It's total indecision, right? It's total uncertainty. You're freaking out, right? So that's that consolidation area. So when you're in that kind of a state of mind, do you really want to be entering any trades, or do you really want anybody to be putting money on where you're going to go? No, right? But then all of a sudden, a construction worker brings you back to the highway, opens up and says, all right, you're good to go. Just head straight, continue. Boom, you press on the pedal and you are revving it up because now you're back in your confident zone. That is the breakout. You're continuing on. When you're in breakout, that means that you have all confirmation that you have a lot of space to continue in that direction. And that's that breakout trade. Okay. This is the breakout trades. But if you don't have these areas marked off, if you don't have these detoured areas marked off, you're not going to be able to take the right way. Okay. So breakout trades, they are so important. So here it is. I'm going to show you how I do it with my MACDs and with just watching the market, right? So we have this really strong resistance area and all of a sudden, boom, the market. And here, so this is the MACDs. I don't know if any of you guys use the MACDs. So this dash black line, that's the zero line. That's pretty much where there's really no strength. It's flat. The market is pretty flat. And I drew these brown lines just for myself because we know when we're in the market, our adrenaline is pumping. Everything is going, you know, really fast. So I don't want to be guessing or figuring things out. So the second I see that my MACDs cross over these lines, either going up or down, that shows me that there's a lot of strength in the market. And when there's absolutely no divergence, I know that this is a really strong trade and I will do it with my eyes closed, right? That's my strategy. Now, how do I use my EMA line? So I mainly use my EMA lines as a place to take the trades. I never, just because there's a breakout and there's strength here does not mean that I'm going to just jump in at a strong candle, because that's not a strategy, right? That's not how you're going to end up winning. So I use my EMA lines, just like if you think about an archer, you know, have you guys ever seen archers, like a competition or of archery? They don't walk around aimlessly. They don't just hop on a big blade of grass, right? They actually stand in a very specific spot where they throw their arrow from to hit a target. And that's where, this is how I use my EMA lines. This is where I take my trade from to go there. Okay. And when I have this massive move from the MACDs, no divergences, that's how I use it. Now, another trade setup, this is a bonus setup that I'm going to show you guys that I also use. It's also a very high probability trade. I call it the initial reaction trade setup. So basically what it is, again, you cannot really do it unless you have your areas marked off, right? And I don't go in for big amounts, right? I go in for that one point, but these are two strong trades. So then I could do split targeting as well. And when you split target, you just move your stop to break even and you continue on. And now there's absolutely no more risk involved whatsoever. So what is this? This is that new transition. It's like when you are just hopping into your car to go to your friend's house and you are completely confident where to go. This is that new trend, right? It's like you just getting out of the door when you're about to go jogging. So this is you right here, boom, you get in right here and it shows me the MACDs are strong. There is no more areas. It's all going down, right? Oops, hang on just one second. So it gives me that strength, right? It's showing me that areas, those powers. And that's how you recognize it when everything else is put together. So let's now go into the market, into the live market analysis. And also this is a really good time for you guys to be asking me questions, anything. And remember, makingofadaytrader.com. Ooh, what did I just press here? Making of a day trader. So you guys could get my free worksheet that goes along with it. All right. So let's just do a little quick understanding of how I view the market. So this is the market today, and it has been a really beautiful day. A lot of volatility, a lot of movement, which is really unusual for June because the summer months are much slower. But here's a good example, right? So here we have some pretty significant areas, right? And they go on because if you look here in the live market, this just showed me that it's hitting that resistance area, right? That means it's still respecting that area. And then it finally breaks through. So this is when I would be looking for my breakout trade, right? And here is a support area. And when it finally broke through, this is where I will be entering my breakout trades, right? And then it moves on and then I have a moving resistance and it's a significant one, right? But when it breaks out from it, boom, I have another absolutely perfect breakout setup, right? So again, how can I see these if I don't have this drawn in? And it doesn't take a lot to draw in. Not every single charting software will allow you to do rectangles, but it will certainly allow you to do lines. There are many ways for you to do this and be completely on top and ready for all these trade setups, right? So this is how I view my charts and I absolutely love this. It's simple and easy. We're using targets. So if I get in right here and I always have my target, my order weight waiting ready, I go in for 1 point. So if I enter right here at the grid right here, boom, I'm out in what? This is less than a minute, right? Boom, in and out. That's my target. Yes, Satisha, I only use tick charts because tick chart is what's happening in the moment. As you can see right here, ticks remaining. So if you guys don't know what a tick chart is, it is literally transactions per bar. I use a 610 tick chart, and oops, right here. So I am seeing the exact amount of transactions that are happening in live time. The volume indicator is a little bit lagging. And the most important thing is to see how much volatility is actually happening in the moment, right? And that's why I love tick charts. They're awesome. If you guys don't have tick charts, I find that the 1 minute charts are really, really close. How many ticks? So everything I do is 1 point target, 1 point stop. So what is that? It's 1 point has four ticks. So four ticks each way. Okay. So that's pretty much what I do. Let me know if you guys have any other questions with my charts or whatnot. So this is pretty much how I do it. I do not look at news. I don't really care. Technical analysis is my best friend. Understanding what the market is telling me is my best friend. This is all I need. The market is talking to us. And we as traders, retail, individual traders, we have to read it and understand what it is telling us. Okay, so let's continue with the presentation. So as you guys can see, we have everything that we need to take action. Everything, right? We have the YouTube videos, we have these summits, we have books, but the reality is, how do you know you're doing it right? How do you know you are doing it right? Who is there to tell you that you are doing it right, right? All of this is great, but the real question is that you probably ask yourself is, how do I really, really get started? And this isn't for beginners only, and it's not for seasoned traders also only, the ones that have been trading for years but still losing money. I get asked all the time, when do I turn this around and become more profitable and consistent? So the majority of the time, it's really as simple as simply lacking the understanding of the basics. And it's really that simple, right? It's literally like hopping into a car and not knowing where your clutch is, your gear shift is. These are the basics, right? So once you actually get it and totally figure it out, it becomes simple, right? It's not less dangerous and it's not less concentration necessary when you get on the road, but you're not worried about those basics. And that could really, really slow you down. If you don't get in the car and you've never heard the word put on your seatbelt, you won't know how to protect yourself, right? Those are basics. And we forget that we actually learned those words, right? We are not born with that information. So like I said before, my sad truth is I've spent over $20,000 on my training. And yet after years of struggling, I was still losing money. Literally, like I said before, I lost almost $4,000 in 5 minutes. And when I quit, I just could not stay away because I was bit by that trading bug and it never stopped itching because I knew that I could do it because I knew that deep down I can do it, right? And this is when I realized that it was all about the basics. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of John Wooden. He was one of the best coaches out there. He always says, when in doubt, get back to the basics. And this guy won 88 competitions. He won 10 NCAA championships. I mean, this man was a superstar, right? He trained and his basketball players were the top of the top. Yet every single season when they started, they went back to the basics. How to tie your shoe, how to roll up your sock, how to dribble the ball. Why? Because it doesn't matter how great they are on the court. If they have a blister or if their shoe is untied, they're out, right? It doesn't matter how much you know, but if you cannot stick to the basics, you will be out. So today only for the participants, nobody else is going to get this. Only for the participants, I have a special offer. My introductory course, Bootcamp for Day Trading. You could do it on any apparatus, phones, tablets, desktops, laptops, anyone. This is the next step. Either it's your first step or your next step. This is the step. Here's what you get in the course. Simplifying the day trading package. Also, if you don't have a platform that you're really comfortable with, I do a 30-minute quick platform setup tutorial, which boom, you do not have to worry about it and you are using it immediately. Understanding the market anatomy and dissection of trends and movements and fully understanding the magic telltale signs, all of that, really, really grasping it. Understanding reversal patterns, spotting those areas, market shifts, divergences, support resistance areas, talking about the breakout masteries, how to spot the breakouts, and also how to avoid the fake out breakouts because they are real. And you'll get unlimited access to the curriculum. All of this is valued at $1,600. Okay, all of this you get for $1,600 value. And here's something I want to talk about. First of all, my students, I have them from all over the world. This is not only for US or Canada or Europe. I'm talking about all over the world. And what they did was when they finished the boot camp, it was the feedback that really changed everything for them, right? They were able to fully grasp it with me as their teacher, right? They went from zero tech knowledge to fully understanding how to set it up. Because what is the most important thing? I'll go back to it. How do you know you're doing it right? How does a basketball player become a superstar? With a coach, with a mentor. What you guys get inside this is 1 month of working with me, unlimited one-on-one coaching and mentorship with me, one-on-one, just one-on-one. Plus, on top of that, you will get a special bonus of 30 days free membership in my live trade chat room, where again, it's just me. I do not hire moderators, and everything we're learning, we are implementing in the live market. All of this is valued at $2,600. But today, special only $97. $97, one-time payment for working with me one-on-one. That alone is priceless. Go here right now. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. This is where you guys will get this special offer only to you guys. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. So let me go quickly through your questions here. Steve, yes, it's $50 per contract that I am putting in. Right. In the beginning, guys, start with just one contract. Okay. I now trade several lots, sometimes less than one lot. A lot is 10 contracts. So bid ask liquid enough to use four ticks. So I don't ask, I tell the market. Okay. It's a big difference. You put in your order waiting where you want to enter. So there's absolutely no slippage. Okay. Okay. No slippage. What does that mean? So I'm telling the market, this is where I'm going to enter. This is where I'm getting out. And I get my 1 point in. So it's a huge deal. Okay. A lot of traders, beginners are going in market, which is absolutely ludicrous. You only go in market if you're investing for years and years and years. You do not go in market when you are trading. You tell exactly where you put it in. You put in your limit order. You put in a stop limit as well. What charting software and data feed are we seeing? I personally use NinjaTrader, but I do not teach on the NinjaTrader platform. Any strong platform is good as long as you have good feed and a good platform. The majority of my students are using Thinkorswim, MetaStock, TradingView. I mean, all different ones, as long as you have good ones. So you could use any of them. I use the EMA Satish, and my EMAs are 20, 52, 135. Michael, trading stocks, options. I personally trade futures, but a lot of my students also work with equities. So it's definitely, you could use that. Are you trading S&P or Forex or ETF? I am doing the S&P. It is the E-mini, okay? Very big difference. I'm not doing Forex or ETF. ETF is an equity. I am on the futures market E-minis. But again, you could easily do the ETFs using this, Forex, whatever. I don't know what TC2000 is. All right, guys, everything here, $97. $97, that's like a quarter of a trade. And we know it. You'll get everything that we just went over, understanding all the basics. But you'll be working with me one-on-one for 1 month. And you'll be in my chat room live. It's literally me in the chat room with you. Okay. And asking questions, implementing everything. Michael, yes, stocks. This works great as well. Go here right now. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. All right. This is only offered to you guys. Nobody else is going to see this. Bootcamp for day trading. So join today. But here's one really quick thing. First of all, you are getting 66% off what it normally costs, and people pay that amount. The thing is, because I am only able to work with a certain amount of people for the mentorship, I only have 25 spots available. Okay. So again, go here right now. This is what it looks like. And if you guys want, you could actually start with $59. You don't even have to go for the whole 97, right? So let's go here right now. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. Bootcampfordaytrading.com. And I really hope to see you guys in the program and work with me. And I can't wait to help you guys really take it to the next level. And thank you so, so much, David and Anka, for having me here. And thank you all for being part of today's summit. It's really great. I've been listening to some of the other traders and really educational. I really enjoy listening to others and learning new stuff every day. So thank you, everybody. And again, bootcampfordaytrading.com, and I'll see you there.